It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. On the show today, we'll chat with Mules coach Scott McElravy. Dave Rigg catches up with Edwards County Lions coach Rutz Gerlach. And we'll also speak with Wayne City Lady Indians basketball coach Deandra Dagg. Plus, we'll check your local scores and the local schedule. It's all on Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Here's Derek Dunn.
And good morning. Welcome to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday here. And I tell you what, cloudy skies here. By the way, currently in Fairfield, it is 57 degrees. Before we get started with Sports Talk, I want to go ahead and pass along here to you an update in regards to the Fairfield Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade. Just happened to see this here from their Facebook page. They've had many questions about the weather. The parade is still on. They are watching the weather closely. So keep an eye on our Facebook page at WFIW Radio. Also, their Facebook page for any announcements. So the Fairfield Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade still going on. Alrighty, hey, Sports Talk starts now. And we'd like to tell you here that you can listen to the podcast of today's Sports Talk. It'll be uploaded on our website at WFIWradio.com. Click on the About Us. You'll see Sports Talk. And the episode, today's episode, will be posted on there. Now, we'll talk with Mules coach Scott McElravy and Edwards County coach Rutz Gerlach about this week's action. We'll also talk with Wayne City girls coach Deandra Dagg this morning about the Lady Indians. All that plus local scores and a schedule coming up on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll take a look at local sports scores following these words.
Fairfield National Bank is looking out for your best interest. Ask us about Secure Plus Checking, an interest-bearing checking account with lots of benefits, including no minimum balance, online and mobile banking, and unlimited check writing. In addition, Secure Plus provides identity theft protection that gives you everything you need to safeguard your identity, protect your credit, and help you recover if you become a victim of identity fraud. Visit us at fnbcommunitybank.com or come see us in Fairfield, Wayne City, and Grayville. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
You're invited to a holiday open house at the new Wabash General Hospital Albion Clinic. Stop by 26 East Elm Street in Albion on Thursday, December 13th from 3:30 to 5:30 and meet the new staff. Tour the new facility, enjoy refreshments and giveaways, and register for door prizes. The clinic is now accepting appointments for all ages, newborn to geriatrics. Call 618-445-8170 to schedule your appointment today. And stop by December 13th from 3:30 to 5:30 for their holiday open house.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on a Saturday. Let's go ahead and take a look here at local sports scores from around the area and region last night. Boys high school basketball action, it was Fairfield over Sisney 66-31. In a JV game, it was Fairfield over Sisney 59-17. The DuCoin tip-off classic last night, it was DuCoin, the Indians over Carmine White County in a close one, 45-40. The Goreville Invitational Tournament, Johnston City edged Hamilton County 46-41. It was Benton topping Hardin County 64-31. Goreville barely got past Anna Jonesboro, final there 52-49. At the Trico Murfreesboro Tournament, Sparta over Harrisburg 63-32. Chester over Lovejoy 75-55. Steelville went right past Trico 55-23. And It was Murfreesboro over North Tech, 68-37. At the Carlisle-Kaskaskian Tournament, it was Greenville over Flora, 67-50. Other scores last night, Wayne City topped Grayville Midland Trail Conference action final there, 93-54. Marcus Durham of Wayne City led the way with 31 points, a career high for him. Also was Odin over South Central, 55-43. North Clay over Sandoval, 87-31. Gallatin County, the Hawks, getting a nice win over El Dorado last night, 53-46. It was Crab Orchard topping Pope County, 59-48 in GEC action. Also in Greater Egyptian Conference play, it was Thompsonville, the Tigers. They are still undefeated of the season. They beat NCOE 54-39. It was West Frankfort over Salem, 62-38. Teutopolis over Breese Central, 63-52. Olney defeated Robinson in Little Illini Conference play, 57-37. It was Red Hill squeaking past Lawrenceville, 55-54. Newton over Paris, 55-41. It was Marshall defeating Palestine-Hudsonville in non-conference play, 79-58. Evansville North defeated Mount Carmel, 73-65. And Cobden over Dongola, 70-30. High school girls basketball action last night. Down there in Kentucky, it was Hopkinsville Central over Fairfield in a close one, 37-34. Meanwhile, Carmi-White County defeated North Posey 49-27. Take a look here at the national sports scores for you in college football action last night. 11th-ranked Washington, they beat 17th-ranked Utah in Pac-12 play in a low-scoring game, 10-3. Also, NBA action last night, the Detroit Pistons defeated the Chicago Bulls 107-88. Andre Drummond led the way for Detroit with 19 points, 20 rebounds. Wendell Carter Jr. for Chicago with 28 points led the way. Other scores, it was Boston defeating Cleveland 128-95. And it was Utah defeating Charlotte, but barely, 119-111. Also, Philadelphia defeated Washington 123-98. It was Memphis over Brooklyn, 131-125. Miami topped New Orleans, 106-101. Meanwhile, it was Oklahoma City defeating Atlanta, 124-109. Also, in the Battle of Texas, Western Conference play, it was Houston over San Antonio, 136-105. Orlando defeated Phoenix, 99-85. It was the LA Lakers over Dallas, 114-103. And Denver defeated Portland 113-112. CJ McCollum, who was on fire for Portland, missed the game winner. So Denver escapes with the win. Also, NHL played the Blues. They get a win last night in overtime against Colorado, 3-2 in overtime. Other games as well to tell you about. It was Florida over Buffalo, 3-2 in overtime. Also, Washington defeated. They doubled up over New Jersey, 6-3. Final, another game that was a win to OT. It was Anaheim over Carolina, 2-1. Also, it was Calgary over Los Angeles, 4-1. So that was a look at local and national sports scores. Now, Fairfield, they played last night at Sisney for the first time since winning the Capital Classic. They're going to be taking on Cesar Valier on the road tonight. Mark Turner, he spoke with Mules coach Scott McElravy after the game following the Mules win, and also a little bit about Cesar.
Sneaking up on you tonight.
Yeah,
how about that?
Coach, congratulations on the W, 66-31, the final. You got everybody into play tonight.
Hey, we did, and I was glad to see the JV get a game. You know, our freshmen even played before the JV guys did because they got the season started off last night with a win against Flora at home. So, jokingly with our bus driver, I told him I was just getting comfortable, and you're telling me I need to get off the bus tonight. It's nice to have a 15-minute bus ride. These are some of the trips I had playing in the Little Illini. Cumberland to Casey was 10 minutes. Yeah. Cumberland to Martinsville is 15. So, it's nice to get up here and get a game in.
Mules came out early on battling that what looked like a 1-3-1 zone. And early on, it was nice to see the patience. You saw that zone. First time they'd really seen that 1-3-1 this year, outside of maybe practice, in real competition, and they showed great patience. And, turnovers a little high in that first half, but they really settled down as you moved.
Yeah, and then we had a few sloppy ones in the second half, too. I'm going to credit Sisney with that. In the short floor here, we scouted them against Red Hill. We knew they were going to run the 1-3-1. And they've got some, I think, good young kids. I think they're going to be fine here in the next couple of years. Coach Bowen does a great job with them. He's a good guy. So, had him on age a little bit and height tonight, but I think they do a good job up here.
You, got everybody into the ball game tonight. Now you look forward to Saturday night against a very good 1A ball club in Cesar Vallejo.
Yeah, this and the Casey game were the two games that we added in this year on purpose. You know, we knew coming in that, you know, Cesar went to the sectional championship last year. Their best kid's back in Winchester. He had 36 in them beating West Frankfort the other night. They were idle tonight, so they'll be fresh. They're on the other side of the diamond. We play them every year in football. Coach Garner does a good job.
Then, of course, you start conference play on Tuesday against Johnston City.
Yeah, and they've fared okay down at the Goreville Invitational so far this week. They played in a post-Thanksgiving tournament down there with Hamco, Goreville, Hardin, County, Benton, and AJ, Anna. Yeah. So they've had a good week of competition here. It was good to get a game. You know, being idle for a week, it was great. Thinking about what we accomplished, you know, we got a chance to work on some things in practice, but we're ready to play some more games.
I think free throw shooting tonight might have been one area that you've been working on all week.
You know, and I've said this before, that was one of the things I was best at, but you can't shoot them for them, and our guys aren't intentionally missing, that's for sure.
Well,
but
you know,
yeah, we do shoot free throws, and we put pressure on them shooting free throws too. Like you miss, you run, and you know, that sort of stuff. They're definitely not wanting to miss them, that's for sure.
Alrighty. Coach, congratulations on the W. We'll see you on at Cesar Vallejo.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right.
And that was head coach, that was the Mules head basketball coach, Scott McElravy there. You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back following these messages.
Happy holidays from Wainwright Propane. We'd like to thank you for your continued business and remind you to check your propane tank and order a fill-up. Don't wake up cold during the holiday season. Give Wainwright Propane a call today at 618-842-3940 and place your order. Wainwright Propane, your good neighbor propane supplier, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, open 8 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Hi, this is Heidi Atterbury with People's National Bank. Are you interested in reducing fraud and monitoring your spending anytime, anywhere? Would you like to get an alert when purchases are made or cash is withdrawn on your account? People's National Bank, powered by Visa, can help by customizing real-time text and email alerts to fit your needs. Register your Visa card at peoplesnationalbank.com or stop by your local branch today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide comfortable heating, cooling, and hot water. And you'll save up to 80% on your energy bill thanks to your Climate Master system. The investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help yourself to a 30% tax credit plus up to 80% off your energy bill. Call Sam at Complete HVAC and Plumbing in Albion for a free estimate today. 618-445-3329.
You are listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Edwards County, they were off last night, but they played at Grayville on Tuesday. Dave Rege caught up with Lions coach Russ Gerlach after the 88-42 win over the Bison.
Here, Russ, what can you say about a big blowout win like that?
As I say, it gets to the point. It's kind of fun at the start, but then again, it kind of gets to where you just wish it would hurry up and get over. I can't tell the kids not to play hard, but
no.
At the same time, I've been on the other end of that sometimes, so it's not always fun. But, you know, we just wanted to get it over with and away there in the second half, and we kind of mixed up our groups a little bit and just played some different people and got to get some guys in there in the fourth quarter that don't usually play in the varsity game. So overall, that was a good night, and you know, just kind of get it over with and start getting ready for the next five games are all pretty big, or next four, I should say.
Yeah, we got Flora a week from tonight, I believe. On the
schedule. We got Flora and Hamco at home next week, and then the week after we go to Lawrenceville and to Fairfield. So we definitely got some work to do to get ready for those guys.
I'll tell you what, I'm really glad to see Justin Wallace breaking out. He had 16 points in that first half, came back with four more in the second half. We always knew Justin could be a scoring machine. And he broke out of that Saturday afternoon in the game against Dietrich, and he continued it here tonight, even though the opposition was a lot different tonight.
Oh, yeah, he played pretty well. You know, as I say, he was able to get the ball inside and get some offensive rebounds and putbacks. I mean, I think if you look at him and Marty and Rowe, they were all both able to get some putbacks on the inside because, you know, just flat out they were bigger than the other team. But also, you know, I know that, you know, we're just physically bigger than them, but at the same time, we made a lot of good plays tonight still. We shared the basketball. We made some good cuts. We were able to get some layups. We were able to get wide-open jumpers. You know, it wasn't so just much we were just that much bigger, but we did play a very good game overall. Defensively, we want to try some things tonight that we usually don't do. The kids jumped out and did it a couple times, and it worked great. I was really happy with the way they did that. And, you know, it's hopefully some of those things that we can use later in the year against some other teams.
Well, Troy and I came early last night prior to the Edwards County Alliance girls basketball game, and we got to watch your team practice. And from what we saw with you guys practicing the plays, it looked like the Lions were able to work those plays just about the way you had wanted them to in practice last night.
Well, I'll say we've got, you know, even with our subs, we've got, you know, eight guys that we know can get some points on the board for us. And, you know, we've really been trying to work some continuous and motion type offenses as opposed to so many set plays, because that way we're harder to guard. You've got to worry about all five guys, not just one. And, you know, like I said a little bit ago, they're doing a great job of sharing the ball. They're finding the open man. And when you do that, it just makes everything easier. And the only thing I would complain about is we don't pass fake real well. I felt like there's some times where we got lazy with the passes, where all we had to do is make a little fake and somebody's probably wide open.
Well, again, and you kind of alluded to this, the good part about a game that's a blowout like this is you do get to play some boys that don't get to play much in the tight ball games, gave them experience. Because you never know, injuries can happen in a team. And you may need these boys.
We better knock on some wood there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, you're right. You know, we've got our kind of our eight-man rotation that we're using, but we also know that some of the other guys are capable of stepping up if needed to, and we want to get them a chance to play. You know, they got to play against Casey a little bit the other night, and unfortunately the score was the other direction. But got to be in some there in the fourth quarter and let them have a chance to do it. You know, Eli Berger, Kyle Mavis. You know, they got more time than they normally would. Ty Schmittler, Brockton Greathouse got in. You know, and Caden was able to be out there to finish the game. And, you know, Caden's usually point guard when he comes in, but that last group, he's playing on the wing. So it got him not just more playing time, but a different spot on the floor. So, you know, we're just happy, you know, in general to get it over with. I'll take tomorrow off since we don't play until next Tuesday and start getting ready Thursday and Friday.
All right. So Edwards County girls had their first home game last night, and I thought that was a pretty good crowd that turned out for the girls.
I got there late after watching Max play, but yeah, it looked like we had a pretty good crowd, and the girls looked like it was a tough battle until I got there.
Yeah.
They pulled away at the end. I thought they played really well. Coach Hinton does a great job with them. You know, as I say, he may watch more game film than anybody I know, and you know, there's very little that the other team does that surprises him.
Well, we look forward to seeing the Edwards County Lions with their first home match next Tuesday night. The Flora Wolves. Flora's always tough, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And so we're hoping for a big crowd next Tuesday night to back the Edwards County Lions as they have their first home match of the season against the Flora Wolves. And, Coach, we'll look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday night after another win by the Lions.
Sounds great. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
And that was Dave Rigg talking with head coach Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions. You are listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. Wayne City's Lady Indians, they've gotten off to a bit of a slow start this year. We'll talk with Coach DeAndre Dagg when Sports Talk continues on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Believe it or not, it's time for the Mount Airy Raritan Farm Machinery Consignment Auction, Monday, January 21st, 2019, starting at 9 a.m. If you would like to consign a piece of equipment or other items to the auction, please contact Steve Bass at 838-8398 or Vic Froning at 854-2223. All items need to be consigned on or before December 21st, 2018. Citizens National Bank of Albion, proud to support the Mount Airy Raritan Farm Machinery Auction, member FDIC.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here, and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning, 57 degrees here in Fairfield underneath cloudy skies. Mark Turner, he sat down with Wayne City girls basketball coach DeAndre Dagg earlier this week. Here's Coach Dagg.
We're talking with Wayne City girls high school basketball coach DeAndre Dagg today. How's it going, DeAndre?
It's great. How are you?
We're doing just great. How's the season been going so far down at Hamilton County? You started off the year, but got a couple of wins late in that tournament.
It was a little bit of a rough start, but it's always tough competition. The Monday and Tuesday with Hamilton County and Edwards County is always a tough game. And then as the week went by, we just kept getting better and better. So that's exciting. And by the time Saturday came around, we looked pretty good. We were figuring each other out how to play, figuring out each other's roles. So it's exciting to see them after that tournament.
I know when we saw you on Tuesday night against Fairfield, you said after the game, ball handlers, you needed more guards.
Mm-hmm. I am heavy loaded on the post players, which is completely opposite for me. I'm usually pretty heavy guarded. Guards play for us. And this year is completely opposite. We have not many guards, not many ball handlers. And so the post players, I'm really asking them to do some things that they've never had to do before. I'm really asking them to step out of their comfort zone and help with taking care of the ball, help, you know, outside. And if you were there Saturday, you saw some of my post players making some big threes for us. Gallison County, we were down by 7, and Maggie Dickey and Secure Dreamer both drained a couple of threes to bring us back up to the game to win by 1. And so they're getting it. They're getting the hang of it. It's just going to take a while.
Let's talk about some of the kids on the team. What have you got from seniors to freshmen on the team this year?
I have two seniors, Maggie Dickey and Hannah Cooper. They're both four-year players. They've not had a whole lot of varsity experience. They got to play, you know, each one of them kind of traded off and on last year as starters. But great role models, great kids. Work hard. I never have to question if they're ready for practice or games. They're always there ready. Work extremely hard. And then I have two juniors, three juniors this year. So I have Avery Seidel, which she is the only returning starter from last year. And then I have Megan Anderson. And we co-op with Sisney. I'm not sure if I explained that. So I have three girls from Sisney. And Melanie Jordan is another junior that I have from Sisney.
Okay.
And then you go into the sophomores. Right now, Joslyn and Hong, which is from Sisney as well, and Ja'Kara Greenwalt, both are trying to trade on that starting position, that fifth one, and having to take on a lot of responsibility, and they're doing awesome with it. I'm super excited about it.
And you mentioned Joslyn Hall. She was an all-tournament team member down at Hamilton
County,
right?
She was. Oh, yeah, she played great at Hamilton County. I'm pretty sure, I know at least three games she had double-doubles. She may have had four games with that. I not looking at my books right now. And she is just around the rim. She rebounds so well and can put that ball back real easy and does a good job of reading that. She had a great tournament.
Talk about the schedule you have down in Hamilton County, tough competition. Mm-hmm. You have your home open, you had last Monday night, or Tuesday night rather, against Fairfield, but you've got a pretty tough schedule.
We do. When I took over, this is my 10th year, and when I took over, we were playing the same teams over and over again and not progressing the way I wanted to. So a couple years into my tenure, we decided we would up our game a little bit. So we took on some tough teams to Hamilton County. We go to Oakleville. We play Harrisburg. You know, we really play some tough teams, but I feel like that's the only way we get better. We can't continue to play the same team over and over again and not get any better. So we may take our lumps, but in the long run, it pays off. We really get better from them.
All right. Pays off when it comes regional time.
Exactly.
Well, now, what goals have you set for the team, or has the team set for itself this year?
We talk about goals all the time with the girls, and really, it's a goal. We kind of are small goals right now, and it's just to get better every time and to learn something every game. That is the most important thing for me, for them to understand, you know, that last night we had so many turnovers and our passing's not great. So, you know, right now we're setting our goal for we're going to eliminate 10 turnovers and we're going to make our passes better. So we set small goals into that area. And we're just really going to concentrate on and working on the ball handling and working on making better passes is our goal for this next couple of weeks.
All right, Coach. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. We will see you down the road.
All right. Thank you so much for coming last night. We appreciate it.
And that was head coach DeAndre Dagg of the Wayne City Lady Indians there, basketball team. Of course, they also co-op with Sisney as well. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. That's what you're listening to, Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Hey, we'll check the local sports schedule. Got some boys' high school basketball games and junior high and all that. It's all coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Putting off planning for your future? We get it. You know you're supposed to plan for retirement early. You know you're supposed to plan for things like going back to school and sending your kids to college, but do you? If you do, we can help you stay on track. If not, don't feel bad. You're not alone. At Country Financial, we're here to help you create a solid plan based on your unique situation and goals with products and services that can help keep you on track. I'm Steve Thompson, your local Country Financial representative. Give me a call today at 456-2309 to get started.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the Hometown Bank's member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? Le Mans offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast-talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and Le Mans will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMansOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
This is Sean inviting you to pick up a free copy of the new edition of the Big Green Egg Lifestyle Magazine at Rush Appliance. It's a collection of personality profiles, culinary insights, and information about the Big Green Egg. From the green pecan or sweet maple seasoning to the extra large Big Green Egg, you'll stand behind our best-in-class products for years to come. You'll soon discover that whether it's grilled, smoked, baked, or roasted, everything tastes better when cooked in the Big Green Egg. From Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports schedule here for today. Boys high school basketball action, several games to note. 7:30 Fairfield, they're going to be on the road taking on the Sessa Valier Red Devils. You can hear that game on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com with the Rush Appliance and Furniture pregame show starting at about 7:30. Also, Wayne City will be taking on the Ramsey Rams at the Patoka Shootout. Vienna, the Eagles, they'll be traveling southwest to take on the Mounds Meridian Bobcats. At the Goreville Invitational Tournament, several games there. Benton will take on Hamilton County. Hardy County, the Cougar, is going to be taking on Anna Jonesboro. Also, Johnston City will be taking on Goreville. Hamilton County will square off against Hardin County later on. AJ will take on Johnston City, and Goreville challenge Benton. At the DuCoin Tip-Off Classic, a boys and girls high school game's scheduled for today. Carmine White County will take on Hamilton County. The Gallatin County Hawks will take on Cairo. A couple of girls games slated. DuCoin JV versus West Frankfort JV, and then followed by that will be the DuCoin and West Frankfort girls high school varsity basketball teams. Gallatin County will take on Massac County later on in DuCoin. We'll challenge Cairo. At the Trico Murfreesboro Tournament, the trophy games will be played today. 9th, 7th, 5th, 3rd place, as well as the championship game. High school girls basketball action. Fairfield will be on the road again. They're down there in Kentucky. They're going to be taking on North Hopkins High School over there in Madisonville. Also, Chester going to be on the road taking on Cesar Valera Waltonville. Also, high school wrestling. Fairfield will be at the Lawrenceville Tournament. Junior high boys basketball action at the Wayne City Tournament. The trophy games today at 5 p.m. Jasper will take on Blueford for 5th place. 6:15, the host Wayne City will take on Center Street for 3rd place. And then for the championship game, the nightcap, Woodlawn will take on NCOE at 7:30. NBA game scheduled. Houston going to be hosting the Chicago Bulls. Also, Sacramento hosting Indiana. The NHL, St. Louis Blues are still on the road. They're going to be taking on Arizona. Also, the Blackhawks make the journey down south. They'll be taking on Nashville. So that is the local sports schedule, along with a few national sports games as well. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this morning. We'd like to thank our sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk: FNB, Fairfield National Bank, Community Bank, Wabash General Hospital, Vaughn Tire, Napa and Fairfield, Wainwright Propane, People's National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Complete Heating and Air, Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Farmers Packing, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Steve Thompson, Fairfield Banking Company, LeMond's, and Rush Appliance and Furniture. Now, don't forget live coverage of the Volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield Tree Lighting Ceremony this afternoon. That will be happening. We'll have that on Facebook Live. Also followed by coverage of the Fairfield Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade. That'll start about 4:25. The parade starts at 4:30, but we'll have that on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Now, after that, as mentioned, Fairfield could be challenging Cesar Valera on the road. Coverage will begin around 7:30 on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com with the Rush Appliance and Furniture pregame show. One other note here, I just happened to receive this a few minutes ago from Wayne City Matters. They were supposed to have a Santa. Santa was supposed to be there, the Santa visit for Wayne City Matters. Santa will not fly into Wayne City today. Santa will be here in Wayne City next Saturday to celebrate with him at the Christmas parade. The scheduled visit will be at 5:30. Have any questions, contact Wayne City Matters. That'll do it for Sports Talk here this morning. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great Saturday. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. So long.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.